had a really good Thanksgiving. My parents are 91 and 94, and life is getting harder for them. And yet I was able to be with them. And my mother, who isn't always able to be fully present to this world, was in good form on both Thanksgiving Day and the day after Thanksgiving. We were able to share together as a family. All of my brothers and were able to be there one day or the other, and their spouses, and it was just good to be together. My dad, who is not seeing very well, is getting better, and things are hard for both of them, but I was just grateful that we had a good Thanksgiving, and it felt good to all of us. I don't know how many more of these we're going to have, but I'm to the place where I'm just being grateful for every time that I go, and that they know me, and that we can have good conversation together. So I just wanted to bear witness to my gratitude for my family and for that time that we were able to be together. As we think about gratitude and gratefulness in this season of Thanksgiving, there's often a significant link to generosity. It seems that gratitude begets generosity, and this sense of feeling grateful naturally spills over into generous actions. It's been said that gratitude is the parent of all other virtues. That gratitude really spreads out into other virtues. Those were words spoken a long time ago by a man named Cicero. And so a very old saying. But that gratitude, when we feel gratitude, it does other good things for us. It breaks forth in positive ways. Gratitude is a little bit like breathing in. We breathe in gratitude. And by breathing in gratitude, we let ourselves be touched by the goodness around us. The goodness in others, the goodness in our world, the goodness of beauty, the goodness just of life. And breathing in that gratitude and goodness and taking it into our spirits. And then generosity is like breathing back out. Breathing out as we sense our mutual belonging and we offer our care to others. And we allow the gratitude to spill over into generosity and to spill back out over those that are around us, into our world, care for our earth, care for people and loved ones, care for strangers. Just that place of allowing the gratitude to breathe out of our bodies. So breathing in gratefulness and gratitude and breathing out generosity. And I think as we leave this Thanksgiving season and move into Christmas, that I really want to hold on to gratefulness and generosity as gifts for our spirit to move into new ways of being. To allow this breathing in of gratitude and breathing out of generosity to shift and shape our lives as we move through the next days and allow gratitude to continue to be breathed in and generosity to continue to breathe out. And that it not be just for this Christmas season, but it be year-round, that a new way of really being is to breathe in gratitude and breathe out generosity. And not just towards our loved ones, but for all people, for those outside of our natural circles of giving, whether it be in the grocery store and a stranger, whether it be on the street, whether it be in a multitude of ways that we are able to be generous. Whether it be in paying our bills or our taxes come the new year, that those ways that we share with others and our generosity can be breathed out. Generosity really creates a connection between us. It helps us to move towards a sense of interdependence, of we're connected on this earth. It's not just me, myself, and I doing life all by my lonesome. But generosity connects me to you and to you and helps us know that we're in this together. It's a way of locking arms and saying that we can share together the gratefulness that we have experienced from God, the generosity that we have experienced from God, that we share that with others around us. It creates a sense of mutual belonging. We belong together in this world. We belong connected to one another in this world. It's a way that we can do life that reaches beyond ourselves. So we're in this world together, sharing resources and really working for the good of everyone. And generosity flows out and really enables that process, that spirit of working for the good of everyone. True generosity doesn't assume that there's a payback. That if I'm generous to you, that you're going to be generous back to me. And I'm generous so that you'll be generous back. Or I'm generous today so that tomorrow when I'm in need, you're obligated to be generous back. Generosity is this free, just sharing of what we have. Whether it's a little bit or a whole lot, this free flowing, and it expects nothing in return. It just simply gives. It's a free gift. It's a sharing that's open-ended without agenda or expectation or anything attached to it. So in that, generosity is really free to go forth and bless others. I love the story in Luke 14 about a banquet. Jesus tells the story of a man who threw a great dinner party and invited lots of people to come. But everyone had an excuse. Oh, I can't come because of this or that, or I have to do this first, or I have to go and bury the dead first, or some reason that they couldn't come. And so the man said, well, go out and invite others. Go out on the streets and invite the poor and the crippled, the blind and the lame. Invite everyone. And really, it is an invitation from God to stop being busy, so busy all the time, and getting caught up in what I have to do, and to come and join the party. To come and enter into the generosity of God, who just loves us and just showers God's grace and love upon us in a multitude of ways. The generosity spilled out onto the marginalized, and every single person was welcome. They were told to bring everyone, the good and the bad. And I love that. It wasn't just go find the good people and bring them. You know, like Santa Claus, naughty or nice. No, God loves everyone, and we're all invited. Not because you have the right status, because you're on the right invitation list, you're in the right group, you're in the something that would get you the invitation. Nor because you've been good and deserve it. But simply because you are. Because you're human. Because you live. There's an invitation to come and join the banquet. God's banquet is for everyone. It's this wild y'all come invitation to enter into the lavish love and generosity of God. There is incredible generosity in God's love and care for us. But it isn't just how God is generous towards us. It's an invitation for us to be grateful and generous towards others, to extend this generosity out from our lives. Generosity doesn't exist in a vacuum. It flows from us to touch people that are around us. It impacts lives all over the place in a bazillion little ways that we can be generous. I want to read four scriptures that are taken from the Sermon on the Mount. The Sermon on the Mount is found in both Matthew and Luke. And there are some similarities, significant similarities between the author's records of that, but there's some differences. And so I have chosen four verses from both Matthew and Luke that really speak to this generosity that we're called to live out. I'm just going to read through those scriptures a bit slowly, and I invite you to listen to them and to take them in. And then we're going to enter into a time of worship, a time of listening to God, who is present, and invite God, who's generously here and speaking to us all the time, not just when we gather in this place, but 24/7, God is speaking to us. But today in this community, as we're gathered, we listen for God's message to us and invite that message to be shared in this community, that we might hear the fullness of what God has to say. So listen as I read these four verses, and then I will sit down and we will enter into silence and worship and invite you to speak out of the silence. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. If someone takes unfair advantage of you, use the occasion to practice the servant life. No more tit for tat stuff. Live generously. Your kingdom subjects, now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously towards others, the way God lives toward you. Give away your life. You'll find life given back. But not merely given back. Given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Generosity begets generosity. Let's listen.